On the kitchen end of Notre Dame's system, dishwashers and bussers sort out what can be put into this system. It's weighed, and then it's put through what's basically an industrial garbage disposal.
So this is a mixed protein matter. It's fajitas from somebody's fajita bar last night.
That's Susan Soyser. She's part of the team that does logistics for the sustainability initiatives at Notre Dame. The system is in place at the Center for Culinary Excellence, where all the catering work at Notre Dame is done. More recently, two new systems were placed at the North and South dining halls. The system works the same at all three places, Soyson explains.
It just goes through that, and then as we said, it's mixed into this slurry and goes out the pipe. And the really important thing to do is make sure that there's a mixture of food. So
the program began after many students called for composting on campus. The question of whether that would work was put to chemical engineering student Matthew Magura, who at the time was an intern at the Notre Dame Office of Sustainability.
My first task was determining if composting was possible at all, and if not, what other solutions there were.
And with the waste Magura was seeing on campus daily, he was motivated to find a solution.
One of the cups in the dining hall, if everybody filled up one of those with waste for every meal. So the scale of food waste is pretty tremendous.
After some research, he found that composting was not the answer.
So we don't have the raw material, we don't use the product, and the labor and logistics costs would be pretty incredible.
The solution? Anaerobic digestion. That slurry that's created in the garbage disposal is turned into three products.
The gas product we can burn for energy. The liquid product we can sell to farmers as fertilizer because it's very rich in nitrogen. And the solid product can be skimmed off and used as cattle bedding.
The digesters are not at Notre Dame. They're 30 miles south at Homestead Dairy in Plymouth.
The slurry will then be pumped into the digesters.
That's Jill Huyen, the resident educator and calf raiser at Homestead Dairy.
And the digester has a big turbine that will spin, and it's self-generated. So all the electricity that is being produced here is also running itself.
The digesters themselves look like two big green tents. The retention pit where the slurry is dumped fills the air with a pungent mix of rotting food and manure. It's pumped into the digester where it creates the methane that's used much like natural gas to power a set of generators on site. Huyen says they sell the power to NIPSCO. It creates enough power for roughly 1,000 homes in Plymouth. It's not only Notre Dame that provides the slurry for the digesters. It also comes from the farm itself and from other companies that work with the dairy. And the digester feeds other sustainability measures at the farm. The bedding is
repurposed manure solids from the digester and from a screw press.
Huyen says it's pressed, heated, and dried.
So if you smell this, this is the bedding. This
doesn't
is,
smell like
I know, exactly.
That bedding is used for the dairy's 4,800 cows.
And then that, in turn, will then be scraped back and we reuse it in the digester.
Homestead Dairy also farms 4,500 acres in corn or soybeans each year, and it has what's currently the biggest robotic dairy operation under one roof in the United States. That's where we ran into Floyd Huyen, the farm's patriarch. He summed up why the digesters matter.
Well, that's good to keep it out of the landfills and get more value out of it.
Jill Huyen says Homestead is glad to have the partnership with Notre Dame, and like the university, the farm continues to up its sustainability game. She says they'd like to have the energy created in the digester power the farm. It's a democracy, she says, so the family will make further sustainability decisions together. At Notre Dame, the digesters are just a part of the university's overall goal to reduce all waste by 67% by 2030. I'm Jennifer Weingart, WVPE News.